But this is incredible, Chris. I mean, this is a top-of-the-line electron microscope, and not only can I not tell what the structure is, it actually doesn't seem to have a structure. However much I increase the magnification, it's still totally smooth and featureless.
Yes, Claire.
Pure matter. Non-atomic matter. Oh, this is ridiculous, utterly impossible. You've rigged the microscope.
No, Claire.
But you can't have matter without atomic structure. It's fundamental.
Yes, Claire.
Radiation readings?
No, that's something else that doesn't make sense. The book seemed to be absorbing radiation from the air around it, when there wasn't any radiation to absorb.
I don't believe it.
Okay, how about an experiment on a more practical level? Here, take the book and listen to me.
Q, R, X, X, Y.
Young? Yes, young Parsons!
Born 1957, graduated 1978, honours degree in chemistry, currently engaged on postgraduate studies in sigma particles.
Where would he be now, Professor?
Physics lab, in St. Simeon's College, cross the Cam, over the park, and that'll take you to the science buildings, third floor, first lift.
Yes, yes, I'll be back in 15 minutes. Romana, if I'm not back in 2 hours, you and the Professor lock yourselves in the TARDIS, send out an all-frequency alert, and wait, wait.
Right.
Or is it on the second floor, third right? Oh, well. More tea, my dear?
Lovely. Two lumps. No sugar.
A ship. My appearance. I took these clothes from that primitive I used to transport me back to the field. They're uncomfortable and impractical, but will they enable me to pass as one of them?
Perfectly correct in every detail, my lord.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to retrieve the book. I shall return immediately.
Very well, my lord.
Have you disposed of the carrion?
As you directed, my lord.
Yes, I shall take the sphere, just in case.
Feel that page. What does it feel like?
Feels like paper. It smells like paper.
All right, tear it. Go on, try.
That's not the way to treat a book. All right, so it's strong paper.
Try the scissors. Go on, cut it.
Presumably I won't be able to. Okay, so it's a wonderful new form of paper. Hardly constitutes a dive bomb attack on the world of science. Whatever you said.
Tell me what you think it's made of.
Easy. A plastic of some sort.
Mm-hmm. I checked. Not a single polymer in sight.
All right, then. Metal?
No crystalline structure whatsoever.
What about a single crystal?
Well, if it is, our Mr. Dalton's got a lot of explaining to do. That's what I mean. Yes, I think it's a crystal. No, it can't be a crystal. Half of it's stable all the time, half of it none of the time. It behaves like a superconductor one minute and blows up my equipment the next.
So there's absolutely no way of telling what it's made of. How about a spectrographic analysis?
Oh, yes, I got a positive result from the spectrograph.
What?
It blew up.
What's it about?
What?
The book. What's it about?
Well, I don't know, do I? It reads like a cross between Chinese and algebra.
Why didn't you ask old what's-his-name?
Who?
Professor Thingy, you know, where you found it.
A Chronotis. Well, yes, that's the obvious thing to do, I suppose.
Is that why you haven't done it yet?